Well, how's everybody doing this morning? You guys had a blessed morning, and this is just absolutely fantastic. I love the fact that you guys are here. I don't know if you guys know anything about the last Sunday of the year, but it is typically known as National Youth Pastor Preach Sunday. It's the day where most senior pastors take off because they're with their families and everything. It's the one time a year the youth pastor gets to speak. So, Rob, that's not happening here. But you get to preach four times a year, so you're a very, very gifted preacher, and we really appreciate your talents. Appreciate Kaylee writing your sermons for you. Before I start, you guys, I need to say that I'm not a doctor, and do not look to this message for medical advice. If you are sick, go see a doctor. Don't take my advice. Okay, I want to say that as a disclaimer before I go any further, because I'm going to talk to you guys about something that has gone on with me. This isn't a universal thing. This is something that's gone on with me this week. If you guys know, this week I've been very sick. This is the sickest I've ever been. I actually missed Christmas. I didn't get to really spend that with my family. I was out of it. I was in bed. I had fevers, chills, nausea. It was absolutely horrific. And it went on and on and on. And so Wednesday night, about 1:30 in the morning, when I had chills and I was shaking. I had four furry covers on and a fleece pullover and everything, and I was still shaking. I was saying, Lord, I don't really know what's going on, but you could heal me now. I'd really appreciate it if you did, and he didn't. And instead, he said, this is what I want you to preach on. He gave me a living object lesson to preach on. And I was reading here in Psalm 30, verse 5. It said that for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Okay, weeping may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In other words, what we are going through, people, is never permanent. The pain, the loneliness, the addictions, the whatever it is that we're dealing with never lasts, you all. We convince ourselves that it will, but it never lasts. And so I was just thinking that so many of us do things in the immediate that turn out to harm us in the long run. True? Because we think the weeping, we think this problem is going to go on, so we do something stupid to try to fix it or to medicate it, whatever, and all it does is make it worse. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Absolutely. Okay. But God is interested in the long game, you guys. He knows our sufferings and questions and problems are temporary. He knows that, but we don't. And therefore, we do dumb things in the temporary to wind up making it worse. And I have done a self-diagnosis on myself this week, and I realize that what I have is something called the man flu. Okay? The man flu is something that hits men 1,000 times harder than women. Okay? And it is well documented by male scientists that man flu is worse on us guys than it is on the ladies. And that is why, ladies, we lay around moaning and groaning, needing our necks rubbed and needing to be fed grapes and things like that, okay? So it is documented by male scientists. But anyway, that is what has been going on with me. And the only thing I found that helped was Advil. I'm not doing a product endorsement. $5.99. You know, I'm not doing a product endorsement, but I found that this was the only thing that helped. And the major thing about my sickness this week was a fever. And so I would take two of these things, and all of a sudden I would start sweating profusely, and my fever would break, and I would feel better, and everything like that. And I'd think it was over. And then about 4 or 5 hours later, I would start feeling awful again. And feeling awful again, and I'd take a couple more of these, and it really wouldn't do anything. And I began to realize something. Was that fever is the body's natural way of killing viruses, I don't know if you know that. The body raises the temperature higher so that the viruses can't reproduce as quickly, and so your body can kill it quicker. And so every one of these liquid gels I was taking that was reducing my fever, making me feel better in the present and in the temporary, was actually delaying the cure. It was prolonging the illness. See, guys, what I needed was healing. I needed healing. But what I took was working against that. And guys, that's the way sin works. Sin will always try to get you to trade what you want most for what you can have now. Okay, what I wanted most, people, was I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be healed. I wanted to be whole. But what sin, what I did, I took temporary relief and prolonged the illness. And so, guys, I'm saying that that is exactly what Satan tries to get us to do every single day. I don't know if your sickness is loneliness. I don't know if it's stress. I don't know if it's worry. I don't know if it's some type of addiction. But what you want most is to be free from that. But what sin will come along and say, well, here's something that will make you feel better now. It'll make you feel better now. We're not going to talk about the long game, but it'll make you feel better now. It'll prolong the illness. It won't get rid of the problem, but it'll make you feel better now. And the whole Bible is full of stories of people who traded what they wanted most for what they could have now, and it just completely destroyed their lives. And you all know people, maybe you're sitting here in this room right now, who have traded what you wanted most for what you could have now. How many of us have done that? I would say in the heart of every single person, the desire, what we really and truly want most is eternal life with Jesus. If you don't think that, go to a funeral and say, hey, that guy's probably not in heaven, he's in hell. Yeah, see how popular we are there. No, at the heart of every single human being is eternal life. But what have we traded eternal life for that we could have now? Think about it. Think about it. That's what I learned this week. As I was at 1:30 in the morning, I was shaking and I was feverish, and it was on day 3 of this. And I could have taken Advil, and I could have had temporary relief from the symptoms of the illness, but I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Because my body right now, the reason I feel this way, my body is curing me. My body is killing the virus. And it needs that fever to kill that virus. And I just have to wait. Remember what the scriptures say? The weeping may stay for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And Thursday morning, when I woke up, I didn't feel as bad. I wasn't quietly better, but I was not as bad. I could tell that my body had won a victory that night, and had I taken this stuff, Thursday would have probably been exactly like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, because I would have delayed the cure for a temporary satisfaction. And I just thought to myself, my goodness, isn't that what we do every day? God has placed eternity in the hearts of every single one of us, and every single one of us on a daily basis just trade that for something we can have now that has nothing to do with the cure. So I'm asking you, as we go into 2019, don't sacrifice what you want most for what you can have now. Don't sacrifice what you want most for what you can have now. Remember, your temporary pain, your loneliness, your stress, your anxiety, whatever, that only lasts for the night. Joy comes in the morning.